Hallelujah. This is the night the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. In it. In Him. In Him is fullness of joy. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. You know, the Word tells us something very powerful. It says, there is the called, the chosen, and the faithful. He said, many are called, but few are chosen. And one of those areas is because people aren't willing to pay the price. In this, we've got to understand that God is faithful to complete what He started. Amen?
Amen?
So no matter what you've done, no matter what you've gone through, it's done. The Lord always gives us another opportunity to start over. It says His mercies are new every morning. He always makes a way of escape if we choose to escape. Either we get punished by the enemy or we escape the punishment and get blessed by the Lord. You know, mankind wants to punish, but the Lord wants to rescue. But what a man sows, he shall reap. So as we sow to the flesh, we reap corruption, and that corruption opens the door to the enemy. And you can never be free if you continue to sow to the flesh. Never. But he who sows to the Spirit reaps life. That's the ploy of the enemy. We talked about the spirit of Belial before, and his purpose is to promote the flesh. He is the Lord over the flesh. So if he can keep you sowing to the flesh, he knows he's constantly got you in bondage. You become a slave and a servant to darkness and not even realize it. And the deeper you get into it, the harder it's to get out. You know, it only takes one pill, one cigarette, one perversion, and next thing you know, you're in a place where you thought you'd never be. One choice is all it takes to go back again. That's it. Just one choice. And this is where it's so vitally important that we make contact every day. That's why we pray every day. When a person isn't making contact with heaven, they're making contact with the flesh. It's one or the other. Is everybody okay? And that's why it's vitally important. A person of prayer will have victory. A person who doesn't have prayer will have defeat. And in this, one of the things that the Spirit was sharing with me today is the area of the heart. Would you turn to Psalm 17? Psalm 17. You know, the devil's not stupid, even though he is stupid. He, you know, he does the same old trick over and over. Hallelujah. In Psalm 17, in verse 7. Hallelujah. I think that's it. Looks good? Okay, we'll read it. Let's speak it together. Show your marvelous loving kindness by your right hand, O you who save those who trust in you. So who's he going to save? Those who trust in him. So if you trust in yourself, what happens? And it's called works of the flesh. From those who rise up against them. Verse 8, this is powerful. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me under the shadow of your wings. From the wicked who oppress me, from my deadly enemies who surround me. In this, he says, keep me as the apple of your eye. The word apple here means heart. In other words, keep me as the apple of your eye. Keep me in your heart. See, there are eyes in the heart. And we're going to talk a little bit about this tonight. It's called the eyes of the heart or the eye of the heart. So when the Lord is saying it, or when David was speaking, he says, Lord, keep me in your heart. Keep me there. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Keep me in your heart. Keep me right there. Hold me close to your heart. In Proverbs 7 and verse 1. Proverbs 7 and verse 1. Let's speak it together. My son, keep my words and treasure my commands within you. Keep my commands and live. And my law as the apple of your eye. In other words, keep them where? In my heart. Bind them on your fingers. Look it. Write them where? On the tablet of your heart. Does everybody see this? Again, he says, putting in my law. See, so there's a connection also between the heart and the eye. There's eyes of the heart, all right? But there's also a connection between the eye and the heart. Let's go a little further. Proverbs 22. So the word tells us, as a man or woman lusts, looks at a man or a woman and lusts after them, it's called sin. It's called adultery, almost, you know. Because what's happening is they're actually lusting over the other person and opens the door to the enemy. So it's very important in how we look at things and how we perceive things. Amen? And Proverbs 22 and verse 9, read it with me. He who has a generous eye will be blessed, and he gives of his bread to the poor. So we see generous eye represents what? A generous heart. Because the eye and the heart are connected. It's called the eyes of the heart. And Proverbs 26 and verse 11 and 12. Would you read it? As a dog returns to his own vomit, so a fool repeats his folly. Do you see a man wise in his own eyes? A man wise in his own eyes means prideful. Look at, there is more hope for a fool than that man. In other words, that person is prideful. Why? Because the heart is distant from the Lord. It thinks that God doesn't see things. Doesn't think that there's no fear or reverence to the Lord. Doesn't realize that there is a consequence to every decision and everything that we do, no matter what. Because as a man sows to the flesh, he what? Reaps corruption. As he sows to the spirit, he reaps life. In Proverbs 30 and verse 11, let's speak it together. There is a generation that curses its father and does not bless its mother. There is a generation that is pure in its own eyes, yet is not washed from its filthiness. Wow. In other words, pride is contamination. So everybody got it? Pride. Now, also you can be contaminated what you put your eyes on. Is everybody okay? 13. There is a generation, oh, how what? Lofty are their eyes, and their eyelids are what? Lifted up. There is a generation whose teeth are like swords, and whose fangs are like knives, to devour the poor from all the earth, and the needy from among men. Now we see that there's a connection made here. It's called the eyes, right? The heart, and the mouth. There's a connection here. The eyes, the heart, and the mouth. Let's go a little further. Ezekiel 6. The eyes of the heart. In verse 8, as I was praying this morning, the Lord showed me the connection of these things, the eyes, the heart, and the mouth. And he showed me a heart that had a set of eyes in it. He said, these are the eyes of the heart. See, let me explain something to you, that the heart is the character of your spirit and a reflection of your soul. I'm going to say that again. Your heart is the character of your spirit and the reflection of your soul. So if any one of those areas is contaminated, it's going to come out of your mouth. So if something is contaminated, if your eyes are contaminated, can you see correctly? No. So in other words, you can't perceive correctly then either. Your perception is flawed. So when your heart is flawed, your perception is flawed. When your perception is flawed, it means your heart is flawed. And then what you're going to speak is flawed. Why? Because it's not according to God's will. In Ezekiel chapter 6, in verse 8, let's read it. Yet I will leave a remnant so that you may have some who escape the sword among the nations when you are scattered through the countries. Then those of you who escape will remember me among the nations where they are carried captive. Because I was crushed by their adulterous what? Heart. So there's an adulterous heart, which has departed from me. And by their eyes, which play the harlot after their what? Idols. Idols. How many of y'all know there are idols? Materialism. People can become idols. There are people that worship sports figures, that worship all kinds of things. There are people that worship people. They become idols. They will loft themselves for the evils which they committed in all their abominations. Again, in this, we can create idols in our heart. And he calls us an adulterous heart. This is why the Lord divorced Israel, because they were adulterous. Why? Because they exchanged the heart of Christ for the heart of the world. They contaminated it with idols. In Jeremiah chapter 5. In verse 20, let's speak it together, okay? Declare this in the house of Jacob and proclaim it in Judah, saying, hear this now, O foolish people, without understanding, who have eyes and see not, and who have ears and hear not. Do you not fear me, says the Lord? Will you not tremble at my presence, you who have placed the sand as the bound of the sea? And by perpetual decree that it cannot pass beyond it. And though its waves toss to and fro, yet they cannot prevail. Though they roar, yet they cannot pass over it. But this people have a defiant and rebellious heart, and have revolted and departed. They do not say in their heart, let us now fear the Lord our God, who gives rain both to former and the latter in its season. He reserves for us the appointed weeks of the harvest. Your iniquities have turned these things away, and your sins have withheld good from you. So we know that the Lord holds back certain things then. We wonder why we're not completely freed sometimes. We wonder why we're not completely delivered. We wonder why certain things are not happening the way they should happen. That's because we still are in an area that our heart is truly not the Lord's. We're still holding on to those places. That song that we sing about relent, he says, you got to give me all your heart. See, this is where we're still fighting for our life. If an individual is still fighting for their life, they don't trust God. They trust them. In 2 Chronicles chapter 25, eyes of the heart, the Lord searches the heart. I'll tell you what, one of the things the Lord shares with me all the time, search your heart, guy, because I will. And if you're not willing to search it and expose it, I will. 2 Chronicles 25. Is everybody there? The Word tells us examine ourselves every day. See, we have a tendency to justify and reason. Well, it's just those what ifs. Those little gists, those maybes, lead to a destruction. Always lead to destruction. That's why the Word says, seek ye the kingdom of God and all things will be added to you. Not that we would add things to ourselves. Things will be added from Him, not from us. Anything that you get for you, you have to take care of. Anything that comes from the Lord, He takes care of. 2 Chronicles 25 and verse 1. Is everybody there? Let's speak it together. Amasa was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jehoiada of Jerusalem, and he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a what? Oh, man, you can do the things that seem right. You know, a lot of people go out and get into programs, and they do the program, but their heart's not loyal. There's a difference. This is where the sanctity of trust comes about. See, the heart changes. You know, we're either gaining the trust of the Lord or losing it. We're either gaining the trust of man or losing it. He said that he did what was right. In other words, when he did what he had to do, what was right before the Lord, but his heart was not loyal. So he was doing the ritual, but his heart was not loyal. Has everybody got it? Now, it happened as soon as the kingdom was established for him that he executed his servants who had murdered his father, the king. So what did he do? He turned around and what? Executed. Because even though he was doing the things that were right, his heart was not loyal. Eventually, an unloyal heart will depart from the Lord and do the things that are evil. It cannot hold on. Has everybody got it? Again, your heart is the character of your spirit. If your spirit has been contaminated, your heart will express it. And it is the reflection of your soul, which is your mind, your will, and your emotions, your desires, your imaginations. If those things are contaminated, your heart will express it, and it expresses it through your mouth, through your actions. It always promotes rebellion. In Hebrews chapter 3, In verse 7, eyes of the heart. Let's speak it together, please. Hebrews 3, 7. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today if you will hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. In a day of trial in the wilderness, where your fathers tested me, tried me, and saw my works 40 years. Therefore, I was angry with that generation and said, they always go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swore my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you a what? Evil heart of unbelief and departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. So he's saying, exhort one another daily. Exhort one another daily. You know, we're to be looking out for one another. If I see a brother sinning, the word says something powerful. He says, go to them and talk to them. If I see someone sinning, that means associated with the presence of evil. Look at where there's rebellion, there's a presence of evil. That person should go to that person. If that person refused to listen, two people go to that person. If that person still refuses to listen, then those two people bring it to the office of that fellowship. That's how it works. Because cancer spreads, and it spreads quickly. But the word also says that if you see your brother sinning and don't warn them, the blood is on your hands. So anything that occurs with that person, any ripple effect of that, we're accountable for it. Because if you don't expose it, you approve it. I'm going to say that again. If you don't expose it, you approve it. And if you approve it, you will be judged the same way the person that did it. So everybody got it? That's the kingdom of God. Welcome to the kingdom. This isn't jail. This isn't the world. This isn't the ways of the world. This isn't some nightclub or just a fellowship to gather together. This is the house of God. It is holy. It is righteous. It is true. And there isn't nothing hidden. Nothing is ever hidden. In Proverbs 40. Proverbs chapter. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. What am I? Proverbs 4. Proverbs 40. 4. Proverbs 4. Why didn't anybody say anything beforehand? Y'all just looking for it? Didn't you warn your brother? Hallelujah. Proverbs 4, verse 20. Let's read it together. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. And do not let them depart from your what? From your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your what? See the connection? Eyes and heart. For they are life to those who what? Find them. And health to all their what? Flesh. Keep your heart with what? All diligence. For out of it spring the issues of what? Spring the issues of life. Put away from you a what? A deceitful mouth. There's a connection. The eyes, the heart, the mouth. The eyes, the heart, then the mouth. A deceitful mouth. Why is the heart deceitful? Because the heart is also. Why is the mouth deceitful? Because the heart is also. Why is the heart is deceitful? Because the eyes are. Look at, and put perverse lips far from who? You. Let your eyes look straight ahead and your eyelids look right before you. Ponder the path of your feet and let all your ways be established. And do not turn to the right or the left. Remove your foot from what? From what? Evil. Remove your foot from evil. In other words, get out of there as quick as possible. Really, if you're making connection with the Lord every day, He's going to reveal this to you. If you're willing to take the conviction and repent and turn from it, it's done. You will reap what you've sowed, but it's done. If you let it continue, the ripple effect goes further and further and further, and it becomes harder and harder and harder, and even to get back into that place. The quicker we do it, the better. In Matthew 15, what begins to happen is we begin to ignore the warnings. Our heart becomes more hardened. Matthew 15 and verse 16. 15, 16. Let's speak it together. So Jesus said, "Are you also still without understanding? Do you not yet understand that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and is eliminated? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile a man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies." How about lying? "These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile a man." So out of the heart, the mouth speaks. If the heart has a flawed belief system, the eye's perception will be flawed. In fact, they cannot see the things correctly. They see what the enemy causes them to see. And they cannot speak the things correctly. Their voice promotes sin. It approves it and it promotes it. And Jeremiah 17. In Jeremiah 17. In verse 9. Jeremiah 17, verse 9. Let's speak it. "The heart is deceitful above everything, all things." Let's say it again. "The heart is deceitful above all things." One more time. "The heart is deceitful above all things." That's why people that live out of the soul are most dangerous individuals on the earth, because they go by what the heart dictates, by emotions and feelings. They're flawed perceptions. The enemy has access to that soul. The more you yield your soul over to darkness, the more possession comes. The moment you yield your soul over to rebellion, the moment you yield your soul over to deception, possession begins. "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately" what? "Wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his" what? "Doings." You know, so many times the heart is so quickly to turn from God. So quickly. It's deceitful above all things. In Ezekiel chapter 20. You think we need to guard our heart? You need to guard your eyes? How about your mouth? Hello. Ezekiel 20, verse 23. Is everybody there? "Also I raised my hand in an oath to those in the wilderness that I would scatter them among the Gentiles and disperse them throughout the countries because they had not executed my judgments." Executing the judgments of the Lord means taking dominion over darkness when they're trying to deceive you. That's executing the judgments of the Lord. Has everybody got it? In other words, when you're not willing to take dominion over darkness and take your authority, when you're allowing the devil to play with your mind, when you're allowing the devil to speak things to you and you're going to obey them and not use judgment, if you're not binding and loosening and casting down and commanding spirits to leave and using the weapons of God, you are not executing judgment. And the enemy will wipe you out. "But had despised my statutes, profaned my Sabbaths, and their eyes were fixed on their father's" what? "Idols." Idols. "Therefore I also gave them up to statutes that were not good and judgments by which they could not live. And I pronounced them unclean because of their ritual gifts, in that they caused all their firstborn to pass through the fire that I might make them desolate and that they might know that I am the Lord." Is everybody okay? Hallelujah. In Psalm 50. We can't allow the heart to become wicked. See, wicked according to carnality is murderous. Wicked according to carnality is witchcraft. You know, wickedness. They think of that in the arena. But wicked according to God is rebellion. That's what he calls wicked. It is rebellion. In Psalm 50 and verse 16, read it with me. "But to the wicked, God says" what? "What right have you to declare my statutes or take my covenant in your mouth, seeing you hate" what? "Instruction and cast my words behind you. When you saw a thief, you consented with him and have been a partaker with adulterers. You give your mouth to evil, and your tongue frames deceit. You sit and speak against your brother. You slander your own mother's son. These things you have done, and I kept silent. You thought that I was altogether like you. But I will rebuke you and set them in order before your eyes. Wow. In other words, he's saying, look, I've allowed you to go along this far, and you've not turned yet. So now I will set things in order before your eyes. Verse 22. Now consider this, you who what? Forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver. Whoever offers praise glorifies me, and to him who orders his conduct aright, I will show the salvation of God. This is what God looks at a wicked heart. He says, what right do you have to proclaim my statutes? In Proverbs 23, and the word tells us in the latter days, people will call good evil and evil good. Proverbs 23, in verse 6. Is everybody there? Do not eat the bread of a miser. That's one who has an evil eye. If its eye is evil, what else is evil? Its heart. If its heart is evil, what else is evil? Its mouth. He's saying don't associate with that. Do not eat the bread of a miser, nor desire its delicacies. For as he thinks in his heart, so he is. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not what? With you. The morsel you have eaten, you will vomit up and waste your pleasant words. So as a man thinks, so he is. Associations, bad associations will bring impartations. Bad company corrupts good habits. The Bible says, depart from evil. In Ezekiel 18. Is everybody okay? Yep. Eyes of our heart. Ezekiel 18 and verse 30. Let's speak it together. Is everybody there? Therefore, I will judge you, O house of Israel, everyone according to his way, says the Lord God. Repent and turn from all of your transgressions, so that iniquity will not be your ruin. Cast away from you all the transgressions which we have committed, and get yourselves a what? A new heart. Listen, when your heart is bad and contaminated and it's wicked, is manifesting, get rid of it. How? You exchange it. You repent and you exchange your heart for the heart of Christ. You sever all emotional attachments associated with that heart, and you exchange it. Get yourself a new heart and a what? A new spirit. Why? Because your heart is the character of your spirit and a reflection of your soul. For why should you what? Die, O house of Israel. For I have no pleasure in the death of one who dies, says the Lord God. Therefore turn and what? Live. Get it right. In James chapter 4. Eyes of the heart. Does everybody understand the connection? James 4 and verse 7. Therefore what? Submit to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Hello? You don't need to be a rocket scientist to figure this out. You submit to the will of God, and you'll be able to resist the devil. Has everybody got it? If you're not submitting to the will of God, you cannot resist the devil. Amen? It's impossible. He says, verse 8, draw near to God, and he will what? Draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your what? Hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. He will lift you up. We don't lift her up. We stir ourselves up. Amen? We stir ourselves up. So we need to cleanse our hands and purify our hearts. That means humble yourself. Humble. There's a difference between pride and humble. Pride always tries to protect self and promote self. Humbleness exposes self and walks in a state of knowing that they cannot do anything on their own strength. In Psalm 34, eyes of the heart. In verse 17, let's speak it together. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have a what? Broken heart. In other words, it's a hard heart that's been busted, and saves those that have a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He guards all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous shall be what? Condemned. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who trust in the Lord shall be what? Condemned. Powerful. He desires a broken spirit and a contrite heart. In Psalm 101, in verse 1. Is everybody there? Let's sing it. Let's say it together. I will sing of mercy and justice. To you, O Lord, I will sing praise. I will behave wisely in a perfect way. Oh, when will you come to me? I will walk within my house with a what? Perfect out. Now, he's not talking about the house you live in first. He's talking about this house. Does everybody got it? You're going to walk in this house with a perfect heart. I will do what? Set nothing wicked before my what? In other words, I won't imagine it. You know how the enemy tries to put stuff in you? Especially when you start to worship. Oh my gosh. It's incredible, isn't it? You start getting attacked from stuff that you never... Man, what is this? And you can start getting rid of it. Start putting the blood there. That's when you start singing the words more. Don't lose your focus. Keep your eyes straight. I will set nothing wicked before my eyes. I hate the work of those who fall away. It shall not what? Cling to me. A perverse heart shall depart from me. I will not know wickedness. Whoever secretly slanders his neighbor, him I will destroy. The one who has a haughty look and a proud heart, him I will not endure. Look at, my eyes shall be on the what? Faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He who walks in a perfect way shall serve me. He who works deceit shall not dwell within my house. He who tells lies shall not continue in my presence. Early I will destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off all the evildoers from the city of the Lord. Whoa. I want to go to Ezekiel. I believe it's chapter 3. Ezekiel chapter 3. Everybody there? Ezekiel chapter 3 and verse 17. Let's speak this together. 17. Son of man, I have what? Made you a what? Watchman. Everyone say, I'm a watchman. For the house of true ministries and total freedom. Therefore, hear a word from my mouth and give them warning from me, he says. Verse 18. When I say to the wicked, you shall surely die, and you give him no warning, nor speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, that same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. Yet if you warn the wicked and he does not turn from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but you have delivered your soul. Again, when a righteous man turns from his righteousness and commits iniquity, I lay a stumbling block before him. He shall die, because you did not give him warning. He shall die in his sin, and his righteousness which he has done shall not be remembered, and his blood I will require at your hand. Nevertheless, if you warn the righteous man that righteousness shall not sin, and does not sin, he shall surely live because he took warning. Also, you have delivered your soul. Does everybody get the warning today? Now, I've delivered the warning. Everyone here is a watchman. Listen, when we were in the world, we called it stooling out someone or squealing. I'm not a squealer. You're not in the world anymore. You're to rescue someone from destruction and separation and death from God. That's why we expose. We do not promote and we do not approve. We expose. Why? So the blood's not on our hands. Has everybody got it? That's why we preach what we preach, so that it can be exposed. That's why the Spirit gives us things and warns us things. You come to every teaching here, let me tell you are warned in every teaching. Every one of us. And accountable. In Psalm 16 and verse 7. Yeah, somewhere around there. Yes. Psalm 16 and verse 7. And we're going to close here. Is everybody okay? Let's speak this together. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. Did you get counsel? Amen. My heart also instructs me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Say it again. I have set the Lord always before me. Now listen. Why? Because the eyes are on the Lord. When your eyes move from the Lord, they move to you. Always. That's the enemy's ploy, is to get your eyes on you. Woe is me. What about how I feel? What about my desires? What about my lusts? What about my ways? What about my needs? You need to die. That's why Jesus said, deny yourself. I is out of the picture. He's in the picture. If you truly are keeping the Lord before you, truly, if your eyes are truly on Him, there's no option to go back. There is no option to be deceitful. There is no option of lust. There is no option of lying. There's no option in cheating. There's no option. Those options are gone if your eyes are on Him. And if your eyes are not on Him, there's no relationship. You're playing stinking religion. And your rituals will have no effect. None. David said it. Verse 8, I have set the Lord always before me. Because He is at my right hand, I shall what? Not be moved. I shall what? Not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also so rest in hope. In other words, the enemy won't have dominion over your flesh. For you will not leave my soul in hell, nor will your liar, your Holy One, to see corruption. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. In other words, your fulfillment is from His presence now. You're looking at Him and He's looking at you, and you know it. In your presence is fullness of joy, and at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. In other words, He is your provider, and you know it. No matter what you're going through, no matter how things are happening, you're going to depart from evil because you're going to maintain the fear of the Lord, which is reverence, honor, and respect. When your eyes are off of Him, they are on you, and the enemy has tricked you. And when your eyes are on you and your needs and your desires and your wants and all of these other things, instead of being about what God wants, instead of being what God's timing is, instead of being what God's will is, see, the thing is you got to ask for it. Do you have not? Because you ask not. Let me tell you, there's the sin of assumption. Don't assume it. Don't assume something's all right. Don't justify that it's okay. It gets us in trouble. And then people have to start all over again and go around that mountain. Earn the trust of the Lord again. All of these things. Earn the trust of man. I know I don't want to go there again. That's not an option. We've got to come to a point where we would rather die than go back. That's what David did. He'd rather say, take me home than go back. Is everybody okay? The eyes of the heart. The eyes, the heart, the mouth. Flawed perception of the eyes, flawed perception of the heart. Don't assume anything. Jesus said something powerful. I don't do anything unless I see my Father do it first. Why? Because He was before Him all the time. You keep the Lord before you, and I guarantee you, you'll have victory in every battle, and God will reward you. Amen? Praise God. Father, we thank You for Your word. We are honored and blessed. Lord, we ask that You cleanse our eyes, our ears, and heart. Cleanse our spirit with the blood of Jesus. Wash us clean and fill us with Your Spirit, that we may maintain the eyes of Christ, the ears of Christ, the heart of Christ, the words of Christ, the character of Christ, the image of Christ, the love of Christ, the obedience of Christ, and the surrender of Christ. And to all of our listeners and watchers today, I encourage you not only to utilize this teaching, but to further expand your knowledge and revelation and walk with the Lord, go to theeternallibrary.org. And may the Lord bless you, keep you, and protect you in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah.